This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the white people. It is Saturday, July 8th, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And I'm going to be taking your phone calls here shortly, 1-800-313, if you'd like to call in. NationalVanguard.org, American Dissident Voices. We're going to play last week's broadcast, Kevin Alfred Strom. So let's go to that now.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I was done with Trump before being done with Trump was cool. Almost before it was even a thing, actually. I was done with Trump just a few minutes after I heard him speak for the first time. Let me apologize to you this week for my voice, which probably sounds strained because of a mild infection my immune system is fighting. We'll both have to put up with it today. Despite the raggedness, I'll try to make myself clearly understood. Now, I went to a Trump rally, and I enjoyed the anti-globalist, anti-Wall Street, implicitly pro-white fervor of the crowd. I really enjoyed Trump's campaign ad calling out Goldman Sachs, Janet Yellen, and George Soros, all well known to be exemplars of the Jewish power structure, as enemies of America. I like the idea of a wall to keep out mestizo invaders. And I doubly enjoyed the proven fact that even after all the screaming from the ADL and the Chosen News Network and the rest, that Trump was literally Hitler because of that ad, dozens of millions of people, the vast majority of them white people, still voted for him, enough to get him elected president. I triply enjoyed and am still enjoying three other significant results of all this. One, having the first presidential candidate in American history for whom being compared with Hitler was an electoral plus, and then having him win. Two, driving the Jewish media into paroxysms of rage, irrationality, and unprofessionalism so egregious as to drive more and more normies, that is, normal white people, as yet unawakened to their racist plight, to the alternative press, where there are 100 ways to find the National Alliance and National Vanguard. And three, it has also emboldened many, many thousands of awakened but previously silent white men and women to speak out on social media like never before, making racial nationalism a part of the national debate like it never has been in my lifetime. But Trump loves the system. Loves Jews, loves Israel, loves Goldman Sachs despite his playing us into thinking he didn't, and is apparently willing to compromise or deal on or flat out reverse every major nationalist-leaning promise he made to get elected. His cabinet and advisors read like a Goldman Sachs company picnic invitation list. He thinks the Federal Reserve Bank is great, beautiful, fantastic now. The Jewish mosquitoes, proboscis, will continue to be attached to our veins and arteries forever and ever. Amen. Even though the Jewish media want to use some innocent and routine contacts with Russia as a pretext for bringing down his administration, he never challenges their major premise that the white superpower is a major threat and adversary. By the way, the real adversary of our people sits in Hollywood and New York City and Tel Aviv. He's made no effort to disengage America from the endless Middle Eastern wars fomented by the Jews, and in fact shows every sign of preparing to escalate them and start the flow of dead American kids in body bags all over again. I am astounded that some of my nationalist friends still think there's something there worth supporting or defending. They actually are interested in the latest thing Comey said. They really get agitated about Al Franken's or Michael Moore's last comment on Trump, or some Fox News or CNN commentator's facial expression or choice of words when discussing whatever Trumpery we're supposed to be excited about today. I'm so past all that I can hardly see it way off on the horizon. And that's the way we should all be. You're wasting your life if you're spending your time thinking about such ephemeral stink bombs for more than half a millisecond a month. You're not only wasting your life, you're blowing our chances. It's like this. Our people are a 20-person team standing in the middle of a football field, right on the 50-yard line. Up above them, an Israeli jet armed with body heat-seeking missiles is bearing down on them and almost has them in its sights. The pilot intends murder. There's not enough time to leave the field. Near the right goalposts, there's a very effective anti-aircraft battery that could blow the Israeli jet out of the sky in 5 seconds. Painted on the side of the anti-aircraft guns are the words racial nationalism. It normally takes 4 people to man the guns. 2 of our guys know all this. The Jewish pilot has a radio transmitter broadcasting dance music with an announcer who keeps repeating, "Everything's all right. It's party time, baby. Just make sure you stay away from the right side of the field." That's wrong. And anyone who tells you to go there is evil. Half of our people have radio receivers and are raptly listening to the Jews' line of patter, more or less forcing everyone else to hear it too, whether they like it or not. Would we even have time for elections under such circumstances? I don't think so. But let's pretend we did. One faction, led by someone named Hill, wants to move as far left on the field as possible, away from the anti-aircraft battery. The other faction, led by someone named Donald, wants to move 10 inches to the right. "Almost a full third of a yard," they proclaim, "just in case we might need to get to those weapons someday." There's a lot of screaming and arguing over this, and a few faces get bloodied, too. But neither side acknowledges the Israeli jet, its missiles, or its murderous pilot. "There's not a cloud in the sky," says Hill. I see a few clouds, says Donald. Donald gets elected. Turns out his best friends and the ones who helped him get elected are the producers of the radio program so many of the people are listening to. The producers tell him sternly that moving 10 inches to the right is too far. But to let him save face with his supporters, they'll reluctantly allow him to move our people rightward 1 inch. Meanwhile, the Israeli jet is getting closer and closer, and the pilot has his finger on the missile launch button. And despite Donald's great victory, the anti-aircraft guns are 49.97 yards away. Like I said, two of our guys know what needs to be done. They know they need to man those guns now, and they want four men to do it right. Should they join the prolonged mudslinging and fistfights over whether we should move left or 1 inch more to the right? Or should they take whatever measures are necessary to get another two men, or maybe they can get only one, and perform whatever miracles are within their bodies and minds and souls to make sure the battery is firing before I can reach the end of this sentence? In the course of doing what must be done for their people to survive, should they allow themselves to be slowed down or intimidated because they, quote-unquote, aren't following proper democratic procedures? Should they fail to man the guns because it's against the rules? Should they pause for a moment to honor the Donald's magnificent inch? My analogy is not perfect, but I'm sure you get the point. We know what must be done. We must do it. We have no time to waste on elections, which the massive immigration flood and the dumbing down of the electorate have closed to us anyway. We need to recruit a million or so hard-headed, dedicated, disciplined, and uncompromising whites who will give every ounce of their energy in their lives to the cause of saving, securing, and advancing our race. Once we have that, we can do anything. No elections needed. Peoples only have the rights their bravest men are willing to die for. Nothing more, nothing less. Do you want to save our people or not? If you do, join the National Alliance. Help us lead our people to safety, to freedom, to a future beyond imagining.
Okay, I believe that is the end of the clip. Last week we were talking a little bit about solutions. Kevin Alfred Strom's actually offering one, and I wanted to get everyone's opinion. We're going to go to the phones, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Alan in South Carolina. Alan, thank you for holding, sir. How you doing today?
Well, thank you, and good morning. Doing fine. It's great to hear your just-finished speaker from the Alliance, because everybody's looking for a solution. Nobody's proposing one, and as soon as one is proposed, somebody else comes back and says, oh, no, the problem with that is, and the problem with that is, blah, 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 and on, so we end up wandering and chasing our tails just like we always do. Seems like that's the downfall of conservatism. Can't agree on anything. But, well, I sort of prefer myself to all this thing that he's generally describing as coming together maybe is the well-regulated American militia. Remember, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to keep and bear arms. I believe it goes almost exactly like that. But,
yes, sir.
I mostly called, I was moved to go ahead and call because you mentioned my friend Father Francis and the New Jersey Jews.
Yes, sir.
And like the man at the Alliance said, I completely agree that we are at a point of decision. Other people have said that too. But looking back, the confusion to which you just spoke, I believe, illustrates that the Frankfurt School has come to power, especially with the election of Barack Obama, Bill Clinton before him, of course. But for example, let me just illustrate and hope you all will comment when I'm through with my opinion. But remember George Gulash of the Frankfurt School and his polymorphous or many-formed perversity. He advocated everything from lies to homosexuality. And the Trump trashing we are constantly subjected to is a good example of Theodore Adorno and his critical theory. That is, constantly criticize something and thus destroy it. But again, let's go back to the what I believe is sort of a double cross with the New Jersey Jews. They did give on the national news media some coverage to that. So, you know, it wasn't completely hushed up. But the trick they pulled is they showed some of these Jews that were very mainstream-looking white American-type Jews, you know. And then they turned to the commentators, and the commentators then after the video clip was passed and said, you know, it's just outrageous, terrible, outrageous. Isn't that just awful? We must do something about it and blah, blah. Of course, what they were doing, really, the double cross, was promoting the white devil theory by showing these whites abusing their programs. They enraged blacks and thus continued the division advocated by the Frankfurt School. But a solution, I'm going to suggest that in addition to joining the National Alliance, that you join the Council of Conservative Citizens, support the Public Broadcasting Network, and maybe also, despite your speaker's reference to maybe Michael Hill of the League of the South, join the League of the South if you are so inclined. Just a few suggestions. I'm not trying to lecture anybody, just saying, you know, join in the conversation and let's talk about it. We do need a solution, and now's the time. I completely agree with the man from the National Alliance.
Yeah, Alan, it's amazing, isn't it, when you see, one, how successfully they've divided everyone, and two, how divided, so to speak, even white nationalists are. And I know there's been a big concerted effort with Richard Spencer and others, Jeff Scoop, others, of coming together. But we've got to get past some of our division. And I think I like Kevin Alfred Strom. He does a 15-minute or so weekly podcast, and you never know what he's going to say or where he's going to go. But it's always insightful. And I think this is only the second time I've ever played his entire broadcast. But I think I for one, find it really interesting. Hey, Alan, we're coming up on a break. Hold that thought, and I'll let you have the last word on the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Back in moments.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts at...
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is reality theorist. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Alan, I've heard you call in for... gosh, I guess a couple years on a storm front, and I wanted to thank you for calling in today. I think it's the first time you've called into this broadcast, and I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your comments. I'll give you the last word. We've got we're getting some phone calls stacked up, so go ahead, Alan.
Oh, I guess a good way to close your discussion and my chime in is my greatest fear is that we're all going to just keep waiting and seeing, hoping for some miraculous and no-risk last-minute solution. Please remember Soldier Neutron's warning. I believe it went something about they should have just shot the commissars early on if they'd known things were going to turn out as bad as they did. Don't fire the first shot, but please be prepared and do take out that threatening Israeli jet and its Frankfurt school missiles. Time just to say enough and quit arguing over trifles. Come together. As David Duke often says, no enemies on the right. Please. That's all for me.
Hey, thank you so much, Alan. Thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Michael in New York. Michael, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. All is well, sir. Nice to hear you. And I hope all is well with you, sir.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I actually heard you on another broadcast a couple of weeks ago, and it just made me think how long it had been since I talked to you. What's on your mind today, Michael?
The time is flying by, sir. I just want to mention that I think the approach, we're not taking the best approach we need to take in order to get our country back on track. These guys with the alliance and all that, and Stormfront, and I like all these guys, and I support overall agenda of making our country restore the European Christian civilization and protect it and secure it. I'm all for that. And however, we have to be very careful because the slippery enemy, they know how to turn the tables on the public and make them think, you know, we're all Nazis. And again, you know, the other catch is with these guys is anybody still thinks the Nazis and Hitler were really after the Jews, they're still being duped, and they're going to be nothing but a hindrance to us. For example, you know, look at David Duke. Now, David Duke is always out there telling the truth, but how far can he get? In the mainstream public awareness, nowhere, because they'll keep attacking him as a KKK, Nazi, and all that. They control that perfectly. And so the best tactic for us is we're going after the Antichrist forces. We want to restore our country, constitutional republic, to full effect, and we want to protect and restore our full Christian heritage. That's the approach. And anybody that opposes that is Antichrist forces, and we will not tolerate Antichrist forces in any respect. And then to reinforce that among the people, the mass of people, the public in general, still, you know, don't understand really what's going on, we explain that ever since the good Lord walked this earth, that his mission has been under attack, and his people have been under attack. And by who? The Jews. Saul of Tarsus was a Jew. He was a Zionist, which they called zealots back then, and his mission was to kill Christians after Jesus departed, after he ascended. And that's what he was doing. And then all of a sudden he gets struck down and gets blinded and supposedly converts, and all that's questionable. And so who killed Jesus the Christ? The Jews, not the Romans. Now, they want us all believing the Romans did it, but it was not the Romans, it was the Jews. And the Romans that beat up Jesus were under Herod's authority, because at the time, Caesar Tiberius, to keep peace, let the Jews have their own governor. His name was Herod. And he allowed him to have Roman soldiers that were under his authority. They would have to do whatever he told them to do. And that way they could kind of keep peace there. And so those Romans that did all that were under the Jewish control. That's something they don't want us knowing. And so the best approach, and the only approach that I can see, is that we have to realign everything under those for Christ and Christian values, Christian heritage, and the enemy is anybody opposing that, which then therefore is automatically anti-Christ. And then
Hold that thought for me, Michael. We'll wrap that up on the other side of the break. Then we've got Frank in North Carolina coming up. 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I've got Michael from New York. And Michael, everything you said, that's absolutely the truth. Anyone's read their Bible. And not only that, the Jews, at that time, it was their custom. They could have released Jesus Christ, but the Jews chanted, let his death be on us and our children. They demanded his crucifixion. And, of course, that's a subject they care not to discuss. But I'll give you the last word. Go ahead and thanks so much for calling, Michael. It's good to hear from you, but I'll give you the last word because you hadn't completed your thought, and then we'll go to Frank from North Carolina.
Well, thank you, Farron, and yeah, I appreciate you letting me take my call, and yes, exactly. The history proves the Jews killed Jesus the Christ, their Messiah, and so all we got to do is control the narrative. We can't let them control the narrative. If we, like, that's what they do with David Duke. They control the narrative, and everybody, oh, well, he's a racist. He's a former, so it's, he can't get any traction, all in all. But he does good, all in all, as well, because of rents and RBN and great networks. I give them a chance to get the truth out there. But all in all, the mainstream, they control that narrative. David is not going anywhere. The way we turn the tables on Antichrist scumbags is with this approach. We're Christian. We want our Christian heritage. We're Americans. We want the Constitution back in full effect. That means our own money supply, Federal Reserve, has to go. Out of the United Nations, President Trump, this is what he has to do if he's really an American that wants to make this country great again. Restore the Constitution in full effect, and it's reestablish our Christian culture heritage. Anything opposing that has to go. Cut all ties, all financing off. There goes Israel. Bye-bye. And there goes the Judeo-Christian narrative they keep feeding us. We have nothing in common with them. When those Christians got murdered in Egypt, approximately 3-4 weeks ago, where was the Israelis defending the Christians over there? Coming into the rescue, coming into the raid. Hell, we're Judeo-Christian. We didn't see anything like that. We never see that anywhere. Those dirtbags are hypocrites, like the good Lord always accused them of them. And this is how we turn the tables on them. They prove themselves to be Antichrist. We are pro-Christ, and that's it. We sever all bonds, and we can then have the chance to really get a union going here of American people from various backgrounds, all converging on this one alignment of a true constitutional republic again with Christian values, which means honor, integrity, virtuous living throughout our lives. Otherwise, we'll never get, we'll stay in the same mess we're in and probably watch it all just continue to go down the drain.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Yeah, that's good advice. I like talking about solutions. People's got ideas, and I find it fascinating because, you know, Christians talk about the spirit of Antichrist, and the spirit of Antichrist is denying the fact that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, and that's exactly what the position the Jews have. But then Christians are mesmerized ridiculously about Genesis 12:3 and claim that they're God's chosen people, even though the word testament, although I don't like to get into religious discussions, but the word testament, another word for testament is covenant. It's a new covenant in the New Testament. The old covenant was broken, and I don't know how Christians hang their hat on that. But, hey, thank you so much, Michael. A very, very good phone call. Enjoy talking to you. Thanks so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join the discussion. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, Frank, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I love listening to people like Kevin Alfred Fromm. I like listening to anybody. I mean, I don't care if they're black, white, Jewish. Anybody that just tells it like it is, you know? And doesn't care if they hurt anybody's feelings. They just tell the truth as best they know it. I mean, obviously, I like it more when it really is, you know, meets up with reality. That's really what I'm talking about. People like, what's his name? Brother Nathaniel Kapner. People like Benjamin H. Friedman, who converted to Catholicism, I guess, and married a Christian woman. A Catholic woman, and there's a good, you know, there's some other ones out there too. I mean, you got the famous chess player, what was his name, Fischer, who told the truth about the Jews and they were out to kill him and everything. There's one thing though, I disagree with Dr. David Duke on. With all due respect, don't attack anyone on the right. I can't abide by that. I'm going to attack anybody I want to, and if they're false. If they're a BSer and they're putting out nonsense and deflecting attention away from who's trying to kill me and everything I could have ever had, everything that I would be, I'm speaking out against them. And these fake right, you know, you got the alt-right and you got the fake right. Alex Jones is the fake right. Alex Jones is in business for himself. He doesn't give a damn about this country. If he ever did, he sold out. For whatever reason, he rationalized it in his own mind. He might not even know it himself, but I am going to attack Alex Jones all that I want to, and anybody who doesn't like it can kiss my ass, okay, with all due respect. With regard to Council on Foreign Relations, the Council for Conservative Citizens, you know, that's something, there's a caller on this network that always likes to bring that up. Her name is Renee. She calls from North Carolina. She's got the real shrill voice, and she likes to always call in and blame everything on the white race. And never once have I ever heard her assign any blame or any role from the Jewish community in any of this, which is absurd because they only make up, they've only ever made up 1 or 2% of the population of this country. And I've gone and I've checked the names, and almost everybody that's pushing all these anti-American, anti-family, anti-Western civilization agendas are Jewish. And a lot of the lower level, mid level, and high level people, they're predominantly Jewish, just like I told Alex Jones on his show the other day. The Council for Conservative Citizens, I admit, I never really looked into them that much, but I heard, I believe it was Father Francis on Stormfront one day recently, I speak to him privately sometimes, he brought it up, I didn't even bring it up. I was like, wow, he's talking about Council for Conservative Citizens. I believe it was Father Francis or it was someone else, but they told me that's a Jewish organization. See, that's controlled. You know, it's just like Alex Jones is controlled. His wives, his family, all of his sponsors are Jewish, which he denied that. He said he didn't have any association. The other day when I talked to him, he said he had no association. He said something to the effect he had no association with any Jews or anything. Well, I mean, I can't prove it. That's why I didn't say it on his show. But, I mean, I've heard for years that all of his sponsors are Jewish, or they're predominantly Jewish. And I know his producers and whatnot are Jewish. I mean, he admitted that when David Duke was on there. He brought his producer on to try and do something with Duke, and he couldn't do anything either. But another thing is, you know, I agree that it's a numbers game. I'm one of these guys. I'm against violence because violence is not going to help us. It's a numbers game. We have to get enough people hardcore on our side, or at least willing, at least sympathetic to our survival, our preservation, before we could ever do anything out in the streets, really, I think. But the thing is, I can't join with some of these guys. I'm sorry. But, you know, people want to say, well, we have to just look past our differences. We have to, you know, come together with the facts. We have to join ranks with the facts. I'm sorry, I can't do it. When I just think of what facts do, I almost throw up in my mouth. How am I supposed to work with these guys, man? I'm sorry. And don't get me wrong. I don't want the government in their bedrooms. Whatever they want to do, consenting adults, they can do whatever they want. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to join forces with these guys, these homos. I can't do it. And I'm not going to join forces with Zionists either. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm sorry. If you're some Zionist patriotard, as I believe Robert Raybould calls them, and you don't really have any clue, you've never done the work, the homework, to find out what's going on and who's behind it, and you want to wave around your Israeli flag along with your Confederate flag or whatever, to hell with you, man. I'm not lifting a finger for you. In fact, when the shooting starts, I don't want most of these patriotards anywhere freaking near me. In fact, they'll be the first ones I put a bullet in their head, because they'll get you killed because they're stupid. Anyway, I know I've taken up enough of your time. And we'll probably talk again sometime. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for your phone call. Wow. Frank loosed a mouthful there. And you know, I have to agree with him that, you know, when you're saying don't attack anyone on the right, well, that could encompass a lot of people. And it puts me in mind to, you remember how the Tea Party movement and its very inception or conception, I guess you'd say, it had it had some really good ideas, and I thought it was something moving in the right direction, but it was all hijacked, and then it was manipulated away to nothing. No one now is running as a Tea Party or anymore, right? And that's another way they successfully destroy these movements. And I know, just like we, I guess it was my last nighttime broadcast, I can't remember, it was one of the last nighttime broadcasts where we were discussing the Oath Breakers. I mean, they're known as Oath Keepers, and their actions down there in Houston, which, you know, there was never – I checked the website. Someone call and correct me if there was never any formal apology from Stephen Rhodes for the actions of those Oath Keepers. You know, until that happens, I have absolutely no use for the Oath Keepers organization. They disgrace themselves. They're oath breakers. And so we see how these different movements sometimes are hijacked, or they move us into the wrong direction. And so that's why, you know, I've had emails before, and people, you know, it don't matter who you play, somebody don't like it. You know, I don't think I've ever got an email anyone complaining about Mark Dice, but I like, you know, not that I'm going to play it every week, but I listen to it every week. If you go to nationalvanguard.org and listen to Kevin Alfred Strom's podcast, he's straight. And, man, he's hardcore, and he is laying out some facts. And I'll tell you what, whether you agree with it or whether you disagree with it, it's very thought-provoking. And he is offering solutions to this problem. And that's something that, you know, I thought, you know, Lark brought that up last week. And I thought, you know, that's a genuine he wasn't really registering a complaint, but he was pointing out the fact that we don't talk enough about solutions. And people's got a variety of ideas there. But this thing, if it continues, I mean, just imagine if Trump is assassinated or whatever, if Trump leaves and we get Pence tomorrow or 3 months from now. Just imagine the effect that would have if they started back the same old policies of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Massive immigration, political correctness, put in place all these hate crime laws. You know, I've been harping on this definition of anti-Semitism and this law that they're putting in place in all the various states, their version of anti-Semitism, which is the eradication of free speech. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Charlie in L.A. Charlie, how you doing?
Doing good, you know. I was just listening to Frank talking about he's not for violence. Well, I'm not going to advocate violence on this show, but just remember, the people that control this country killed their way to the top. And, you know, I think if we're good, I really can't see a political solution to this. They own the courts. They own the banks. I mean, if you want to fight, you got to fight fire with fire. And so, until we start hearing that and seeing that, I don't think there's any future. All there is talk, you know, talk radio shows, advertising, podcasts. That's what you know. All we're gonna have. So that's all I got to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Charlie, hang on just a second. And you know, I know. I sense your frustration because I have that exact. I mean, you're right. I can't disagree with that. You're 100% right. We're talking about it. We're pointing to other people to listen to. But with that said, I will say this, you know, and you're 100% right, so I'm not disagreeing. But with that said, you know, and I thought, and I'm about ashamed to tell it, but it's the truth, so I'll say it. I thought I really knew what was going on in this world in 2008, and I didn't. And I thought I really had a handle on it all about 2010. I thought I knew who the enemy was and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't. Tex Mars, I was actually interviewing Tex Mars when he really broke it down and I started putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And then I started, you know, I found David Duke, who was nothing like the media had portrayed him. You know, the word David Duke was almost scary to people, you know. So I learned and I continued learning. So I guess, you know, the one caveat to that is the more people learn, and we've got more, you know, there's more websites, there's more podcasts, Daily Stormer's got a huge following, he's got these book clubs. So we are, and Trump has assisted in some of this, I'll have to say, we are, I called our movement a movementless movement for a couple of years. I called us the non-movement. But now I do think that we do have some movement. We got Richard Spencer. We got others. So that's kind of my assessment. You're right. But at the same time, we're the movement is actually moving. It may not be moving much. People might disagree about the direction. But we're gaining in numbers. And the youth is getting involved. The youth are... When I first, I didn't even know what a meme was. I know exactly when I found out about a meme. It was just a little over a year ago. I don't Facebook. And I thought, wow, we're never going to meme our way into anything. But, you know, these kids are, or I don't want to say kids, these young adults or whoever, old adults that's doing it, they are affecting some minds with this use of social media and internet. So you're right, but in another sense, I think the movement actually has movement for the first time in a long time. I'll give you the last. What did Charlie drop? Okay, don't have Charlie. Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Farron, thanks for taking my call again.
I would just like to mention that. Hello, Farron?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, what we all have to understand is that everybody's right to a certain degree. Frank is absolutely right. We can't fight until the numbers are there. It's, you know, otherwise it's stupid. And the caller from California, he's right too. There's going to be violence. It's just a matter of time. Everything's timing. And with respect to the podcasts and all the talk shows, he's got to understand this, and we all do. When the Founding Fathers launched the Republic, they met in taverns and bars every day and began to put together a plan for independence. We don't get together in bars and taverns anymore because that kind of networking doesn't exist anymore. But lo and behold, in modern times, podcasts, talk radio shows such as yours, and all the others. There's our bar and taverns. We're all getting together. And instead of sharing a beer, we're doing it in this manner. So you see how God operates? And then one other thing I'd like to say, Farron, after the break, if I may, I'll be real quick.
All right, hold that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. Michael, let me give you the last word. I got one more caller after you. I want to give a little air time. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. And so, the other thing, as Christians, notice how today Christians, the average Christian, thinks Jesus was like a hippie going around, I love you, man, peace, man, feed the poor, man. And that's what, no, the good Lord was the ultimate warrior, peaceful warrior, but he got violent quite a few times. Where at least in the money, the temple with the money changers made it clear he whipped their butts good. He would have probably killed them if they didn't run away. He was that ticked off. And he also made it clear, you're either for me or against me. There's no middle ground. So these Christians in this country, they better get some backbone going. Because a lot of them are just a bunch of babies. They all act, I don't want to get involved with that, Mike. The Lord's coming. He'll take care of them. No. No. Come on, Christians. Get some backbone. You got to fight for the honor of the good Lord if you're a Christian. Any enemy, any antichrist force, you cannot tolerate. And that's what has to unify us. And thanks again, Farron. God bless, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Mike in North Carolina, we got about 3 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Farron. Hey, I just wanted to throw in with what Frank said. I just caught his call, and he's right. You can't ignore the right and let them slide. You've got to call a spade a spade. It don't matter whether they're left, right, or middle.
Well, that's the truth. That, you know, we've seen. I know you've watched this movement for a long time, and we've had many. You know, not just Alex, but we've had many others that has sent us down the rabbit holes. You know, to that just a waste of time for these movements and so on. But now, you know. There's some people in place that's really putting forth the straightforward truth. And I tell you, when you hear it, it's tough to swallow, but it's refreshing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely that. And you're right. We've been a lot of this so-called patriot movement has been running around like a dog chasing its tail for all these years, you know, and that's pretty much where we've got to. And the patriot movement, what, we still pay it, spell it with a P-A-Y? That's what it seems to be.
Well, we've seen, you know, it's amazing. Alex Jones, you know, he can accomplish all these different feats, but everybody else, the entire rest of the movement, struggles for funding. You know, I mean, every single one that I know of, with the exception of maybe a couple that I'm not sure, but for the most part, I can honestly say 95% of the so-called truth movement or patriot movement struggles for funding for survival. You know, so that in itself is interesting. And Alex Jones' YouTube videos, they're not defunded like David Duke or even Mark Dice and others. So, I mean, that right there speaks volumes.
Oh, most definitely. That ought to put up the red flag there. I mean, I dare say he probably makes more than the rest of the patriot movement combined, all by itself. That ought to tell somebody something.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it a bit. And, you know, he's the go-to guy that they, you know, put on the TV show. Anytime there's any conspiracy, it doesn't matter what it is, TV show, they run to Alex Jones. We got music, Mike. Thanks for your phone call, everyone. Tune in next week, 8 to 10, and... This is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.